I've mentioned a couple times before, but if you're wondering where Jeff Field is today, it's he is home, sounding like a demon, croaking away on the couch. He has no voice, basically. Never fear, though. Kevin Suarez has stepped up to the plate, and he is joining us now to run us through the weekly wrap. Morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Tess.
How is life?
Life is well, yes, for us at least, but it's been pretty action-packed in the news.
It's been a bit of a weird week, I feel. There's been a lot of days where everything's happening and there's breaking news left, right and centre, and then there were a couple of days where nothing happened.
Yeah, no, I agree completely. And there have been, like, ongoing stories. So, for example, like the Theresa May story that is breaking today with all of her party in disarray about what to do. Like, that's been, you know, building up to it since about Tuesday, I think.
Yeah, it's been a bit of an overarching one. Yeah, all right, so, well, into the time machine, take us back to Monday.
All right, hopping into the TARDIS.
Yes, there we are.
All right, so on Monday, the Queensland, in Queensland, the Coalition has slipped behind in the news polls.
Oh, yeah, I remember this because I saw all these photoshops of the Scott Morrison bus going off cliffs.
Yes, and I think, like, and the plane as well.
And the plane as well.
Yeah.
I didn't see the plane ones. I just saw the bus photoshops. Mind you, there's a lot of bus photoshops out there of that, the ScoMo Express.
Yeah, and the fact that he was taking a plane when his bus was, you know, just sort of driving around, like, it's empty, basically.
Just wild. Yeah.
So, essentially, what happened is that Labor is ahead 55 to 45 on a two-party preferred basis. And that, yeah, the Coalition haven't exactly been that popular ever since the Wentworth loss.
Yeah. Yeah, that really did. They really took a hit with that one, didn't they?
Yeah. I suppose shows. I've also been reporting on The Money last night that the consumer confidence in politics and the economy has nosedived and had been pretty low since, you know, since the beginning of this year. So
I was going to say it had room to nosedive.
Yeah, well, since the beginning of this year, at the very least.
Fair enough.
It's been on a downward trajectory, at the very least. Also, Michael Daly is now the opposition leader for New South Wales and has spent his first couple of days saying that he wants to sort of dial down the mudslinging in the New South Wales Parliament.
Oh, no comment.
And I think that's basically it that happened on Monday.
Yeah.
And so Tuesday, Scott Morrison announced that he was going to be reversing cuts that he made on Monday to the food bank.
That's right. That was a good day.
Yeah. It was good news at the very least, hearing that they made cuts of several million dollars, I believe. And
yeah, a ridiculous amount. So, we had the Secretary of Food Bank actually lined up to chat to on breakfast for 7:45. Mm-hmm. And we were giving her a call, getting everything ready. And at about 7:30, Scott Morrison put all these tweets out saying that he was going to reverse the cuts. But hadn't told Food Bank.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, oh, really? Oh, that's awesome. Oh, this is news to us. They just put it out on Twitter without telling on anyone about that, really. But yeah, I remember that. That was a fun morning because the news was breaking as we were chatting to Food Bank.
It's great when that sort of stuff happens, when you're literally breaking the news to your guest.
Surprise! Yeah, that was interesting.
Good news. Yeah, and so at the time, Bill Shorten said that it was really, really mean and foolish to even have considered the cuts at all. And also on Tuesday, Michelle Guthrie was on the ABC the previous night, where she accused the former chair of the ABC of inappropriate touching, which he denied.
Yeah.
And also on Tuesday, one of my personal heroes, I don't think one of your personal heroes, Stan Lee, passed away.
Oh, this was sad.
It was sad.
I'm not a movie person as much. I'm basically the antithesis of your moviness. There's a verb for your moviness.
Mm. Going to be submitting it to the Oxford Dictionary straight away.
Yep, done. There it goes. But, you know, it was still, you know, whilst I might not have seen all the movies, I can recognise it was a massive loss.
But what about the comics? Did you end up reading Spider-Man when you were growing up or X-Men?
No, I was. Yeah. I've never been a massive superhero person, to be honest. To be honest with you. My brother was. I know a lot through osmosis because a lot of people around me, like I said, particularly my brother, was very into it. So I can rattle off some facts, but
Spider-Man is based on people's fear of spiders. Is that sort of facts or
I don't know. No? Is it? Well,
yeah. I don't know. I just made something up.
Oh, okay.
Just the basics about each hero.
I trust you, Kevin. Yeah? You can't just do this to me. yeah, no, that was very sad.
Yeah. That was all that happened on Tuesday. On Wednesday, Jenny Long of the New South Wales Greens used parliamentary privilege to accuse Jeremy Buckingham of sexual allegations and that he should probably stand down, which he denied. And I think even Richard Di Natale also called him to stand aside, but he denied the allegations and he wanted to stay in Parliament.
This was something I mentioned to Jeff on Wednesday. I'm not sure how I feel, because I feel like now we've seen two cases of politicians using parliamentary privilege. We saw David Elliott last week regarding the Ashley Raper case, and now we've got Jenny Leong this week with Jeremy Buckingham. Are we going to see a lot more people using parliamentary privilege to call this stuff out? Because on the one hand, you know, people shouldn't be getting away with this if the allegations turn out to be true. But on the other hand, very much in the situation with David Elliott and Ashley Raper and Luke Foley, she did not want to be dragged into that. She'd spent so much time trying to avoid specifically what is now happening to her. So I don't know. Is this going to be the next thing to do? I don't know if I like it.
Yeah, and I think about 2 weeks ago, one of the other MPs, I think one of the senators, also used parliamentary privilege to sort of highlight the bullying that happened during the leadership spill.
Mm.
And I think she sort of backtracked on it. She never really went through with her threat to use parliamentary privilege. She never actually did it. She only threatened to do it. I think like she sort of realized that there's a lot of, you know, even if she uses parliamentary privilege, you know, she can't be held legally accountable for it, but it could still cause, I suppose, division within the party anyway.
And it's murky because, like I said, the people shouldn't be getting away with things like this. But with the Greens one, Jenny Leong, she was saying that Jeremy Buckingham had she was accusing her of assault against her. Was that right? I believe it was. She was saying, you know, he has touched me inappropriately. She was using it on her own behalf, which is a different case entirely. Like I said, you know, as opposed to David Elliott coming out and saying it on behalf of somebody else, but.
Jenny said that he was acting sort of intimidating her.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. It's not good. There is so many layers and none of them are good.
Yeah.
God, I hope that one day we get past all this.
Yeah, so do I. And that, you know, instead of using parliamentary privilege, that perhaps, you know.
People just stop doing it in the first place.
Exactly, yeah. And pass on any information to the police as well. Necessary.
It takes so much, you know, to come out and talk about it and just, I've got a lot of feelings about this. Let's move on.
All right. On Wednesday as well, Labor suggested for the My Health records to be extended, the deadline to opt out. Yeah. And they did on Thursday. They were extended to, I think, the end of January.
Yeah, because the site crashed or something because too many people tried to opt out.
I think, yeah, too many people at the very last day tried to opt out and then the site just couldn't take it.
So it's like census fail all over again.
It is, yeah. So, like, if you're still considering, like, opting out, have you opted out?
I have, you yes. Have? Yes, okay. Personally, I have.
But, yeah, in case if anyone else hasn't, maybe space it out before January 31st. I mean, like, you know, procrastination is something that I'm guilty of as well, but, you know.
The site will for sure crash again on January 31st.
That's a good point. And then, who knows, maybe Label will then say, can you move it back even further, another 2 months or so?
Just eventually till the site stops crashing. There you go. That's your yardstick.
Yeah, exactly. And then on Thursday, Theresa May actually did finally go through with the draft, the 585-page draft, and said that she had the backing of her party, of her followers and so on, which today we now know is not to be entirely true, as since she has revealed the draft deal. Several MPs have resigned and several others are now moving against her in a vote of no confidence. And
have fun, England. Welcome to our life.
Yeah, I believe people on the BBC were a bit confused about the leadership spills happening here early this year. Well,
we were all confused about that.
Yeah, we were all confused. And also, yesterday was the 1 year anniversary of the plebiscite revealing that a majority of Australians want there to be same-sex marriage.
Yeah, that was a day. I mean, I think for a lot of people it was a really good day, and for a lot of people it was just sheer relief.
Yeah.
But it was certainly a day that you would remember. I feel like that's going to be one of those ones that, you know, in X amount of years when people will ask, where were you when? So, yeah, a whole year.
It's one of the events that I don't remember where I was when I heard about it.
God damn it, Kevin.
I know. I don't know what I was doing. Was I at home or something? But yeah, no, it was great to hear it happening and watching the relief on many of the MPs' faces and politicians when they found out that they can marry their partners. Mm. You know, just seeing them, you know, hoping and then hearing the news and then celebrating with their friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, and that's all that happened in the past week.
Thanks so much for that, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Kevin Suarez running you through the weekly wrap.